Good morning, Chelvest and Caldigot and Chelston Rise. It's Saturday the 13th of June and it's Scarecrow Day. This is Adrian Dale with a daily podcast. For those early birds amongst you, the entrants are already out there, putting their final touches to the creations they've made. For those of you who listen over morning coffee, look out of your window and you may see Wurzel out there on his orange tractor collecting for charity. He's worked so hard this week getting that tractor to work, so keep your fingers crossed for him. For those of you who listen over dinner in the evening, well, you've missed the fun and judging is already underway. Some of you are wondering why the Friday podcast was the verbal walking map for the Scarecrow competition. Well, that's the reason. I found that the 150 households listening to this podcast, they do so at different times of day, and I wanted to make sure that they'd all heard the message before viewing starts today at 9 a.m. And I thought that was a very good plan indeed. But how wrong can a man be? Carol Parsons rang me late yesterday and said that we'd had two late entries and unfortunately one entry dropping out for medical reasons. So scrap yesterday's podcast completely, folks, and please go back to the new versions of the walking maps posted on the website. One of the late entries may even be offering cakes to sustain you on your walk, but please don't let that sway your judgment. As I wrote this podcast, I had two sightings of Wurzel, our intrepid scarecrow, on a test run of the tract around the village. He definitely made it to Chelston Rise and back, coming past my house, so fingers crossed for today. It would also be nice if the weather held, but only Michelle can sort that one out. So we have 2 days left of the parish emergency, and I wanted to use today's podcast to update you on the reopening plans for all of our public venues, the pub, the church, and the village hall. Let's start with the village hall. Legally, I expect us to be able to open the hall itself from the 4th of July. However, we've contacted all the hirers bar one, and most of them have decided to wait until September before restarting classes. Most of our classes actually take a break over the summer anyway, and if we opened in July, then they'd have one or at the most two meetings. So they've decided it will be simpler and safer to wait until September, and we're happy with that because it gives us much more time to sort things out. We've been ordering safety items aplenty, but some of them are on a 4-week lead time. One class, the mindfulness and meditation class, may actually start in July. There are not many class members and social distancing will be easy in the hall. They're satisfied that our safety measures are super and they're just waiting for the official go-ahead. However, we'll officially reopen for business on Monday the 15th of June, this Monday. Our Taekwondo class is very keen to restart. Their national association has specified that they can only train outdoors. So we've offered them use of our amenity paddock. The Educational Foundation exists to support educational classes and we are delighted to help. East Northamptonshire Council has given us a grant to help with our COVID-19 preparations and to cushion us from the loss of income. So the trustees are pleased to be able to use some of this grant to subsidise classes that need to restart. The church team met yesterday for a couple of hours on site to plan the reopening. We were all in masks and I was trying out my new face visor. Very impressed indeed I was. I was really impressed with the Church of England risk assessment that Michelle took us through. They've clearly had professional input and it was very reassuring. You'll be pleased to know that we were able to meet all the requirements for reopening for private prayer in a completely safe manner. Last weekend, the government dropped the bombshell. The churches could actually reopen on the Monday the 15th of June for private prayer. But Michelle has decided this is far too soon. So St John's will reopen on Wednesday the 24th of June for private prayer. By coincidence, this is the patronal festival for St John's. Normally there'd be a service that day, but for now it will be strictly for private prayer only. The church will now be open on Wednesdays from the 24th of June, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Two stewards will be in attendance to ensure that everyone is safe whilst visiting the church. There'll be a strict protocol in place to ensure that private prayer and reflection can take place in a safe way. If anyone would like to volunteer to be a steward for a couple of hours on those days, then please contact Brenda or Michelle. And last but not least, what's happening at the pub? Well, it's great news for you folks. The pub will reopen on Monday, the 6th of July. Of course, there'll be big changes to accommodate the requirements of social distancing at 2 metres. And for this reason, the parish council is lending the pub the parish marquee for outside use. Naomi and the girls have also prepared a new space for safe use at the back of the pub. There'll certainly be a limited menu for now, but frankly, any progress they can make for us is just brilliant. The parish council will continue to work with Naomi going forward. They'll be producing regular newsletter updates with details of the menu and the opening hours as they change. So watch for that newsletter as it drops through your door. I have to say that I'm delighted that we're in a position to give positive information on all of our venues as we draw the emergency to a close. I've been working closely with all of them and I know how hard these last 3 months have been. On the national stage, yesterday, the government briefings made a very big deal about face coverings on public transport. Not only are they now mandatory, but the government has now taken special powers to enforce this. I think this is excellent, but I'm frankly amazed it's taken them so long to come round to the bleeding obvious. The world has now changed fundamentally. Our economy has shrunk by 20%. Jobs have been lost, but we will recover. My hope is that we won't forget that that hamster wheel stopped for a while. All those families that learned to enjoy our village footpath network mustn't forget the joys that we had on our doorstep. So enjoy the Scarecrow Day, folks. This could become an annual tradition. Thank you.